with services trade, we're dealing with something that's been an area of increasing interest, an area where there's been some severe data deficiencies in the past, where the data collections are improving and where we're changing our practices to take advantage of that improving situation. Okay, here's an overview of trade in the GTAP 7 database. Up in the top left-hand corner, we have what you might call, think of as the core normal type of trade, merchandise trade, trade in physical goods. And this is just about 79% of our trade total. Everything other than that single entry, in some way or another, is some kind of services trade. So here we see about $1.2 trillion worth of non-margin services, so things like construction, education, whatever. About $300 or $400 billion worth of international transport margins. So this is freight. Sea freight, air freight, land freight, and getting goods from one country to another. Re-export margins this actually relates solely to Hong Kong's role in re-exporting goods into or out of mainland China. Of course, there are many more re-exporters in the world than Hong Kong, but this is one case where the so dominated the economy that we found it necessary to take some specific action. And all this is so-called cross-border trade. And here we have travellers' expenditures, money spent by tourists and by some business travellers. Expenditures by non-residents, and see, this money obviously may itself be spent on goods or on services. So we see this breakdown here. So putting all this together, we get services trade at about 21% of total trade. So not the dominant form, obviously, but far from negligible, and within services trade, these travellers' expenditures account for about 24%, I think it is, of total services trade. So they're a major part there. I mention this because they have special characteristics, as we shall see. Okay. So trade is a complex story, and we rely on several different data sources for it. The biggest one is for the bilateral merchandise trade data, where Mark Gailhard at the Economic Research Service takes data principally from Comtrade, but also from some other sources, and undertakes a reconciliation exercise and gives us a bilateral merchandise trade data set, which is certainly one of our key inputs. Services trade data set, we'll discuss later, has been prepared at the centre in various ways. Part of the GTAP concept is that work should be done by, not necessarily at the centre, but by whoever in the world can best do it. So it means we're actually not best pleased to find ourselves constructing a services trade data set. There must be someone out in the world who can do it better than we can, but until that person or institution comes forward, we are doing that in-house. We have some other data sets, again, thanks to Mark Gailhard. And on travellers' expenditures, we have to make up some numbers which be for their commodity composition, which I do having reference to the composition of household consumption in the input-output tables. Okay. Transport margins. So we have a couple of special topics here in the services area. Transport margins is an area in which what we say about services trade is driven in large part by what we're told about merchandise trade. Our merchandise trade data set gives us two valuations of each merchandise trade flow, as CIF and FOB, the difference representing essentially international transport margins. So given that we believe those merchandise trade data, that tells us that we have some things that we have to believe about services trade, in particular the total usage of international transport services, freight transport services, must be equal to the difference between total trade CIF and total trade FOB. Okay. The merchandise trade data don't tell us how the margins are broken up between the different modes, as they're sometimes called, land, sea or air transport. We have a supplementary data set to give us some estimates on the modal shares. In the services trade data, we find data on margin services, exports and imports. So exports or imports of land, sea transport, services, etc. Okay. So these data out of the services trade data set we adjust so that we can preserve the margins in the merchandise trade data set. In fact, margins intrinsically have five dimensions. There's the mode, if you like, the commodity classification of the transport service itself. There's the country that provides that service, the country of residence of the ship operator, for instance. There's the commodity classification for the cargo. There's the country of origin of the cargo and the country of destination of the cargo. Okay. And none of our source data sets gives us all five of these dimensions. And in fact, in the final GDAP database, you don't get all five dimensions at once either. Okay, the other special topic, travellers' expenditures. If you look at in services trade statistics, and for instance, the IMF's balance of payments statistics, you'll see one of the services listed is typically travel or purchases by travellers. Okay, so travellers, of course, purchase various goods and services. And from an IO accounting perspective, there's no such thing as, there's no such sector as travellers' expenditures. There are just purchases of transport services, for instance, of accommodation, restaurant meals, and so on and so forth. The way we'd like to represent this in an input-output sense is a special form of final demand. So, okay. So, any of your regular commodities can be sold for domestic household consumption, for intermediate usage, all the familiar categories, or as can be sold to travellers from abroad. So we have to get from what we're given in the services trade statistics to what we need for the input-output tables, we have to allocate these travellers' expenditures to into our regular goods and services classification. Then if what it would be nice to do, as I said, would be to represent this as some new form of final demand, but we don't in fact do that. We just chuck it in with the cross-border trade. Okay. So the services trade data set, which is supposed to be the main focus here, we construct in-house from two main data sets. One is the International Monetary Fund's balance of payments statistics. So we take those and then they go that undergoes some level of processing in-house. The former research assistant Jan Hagemeyer had a lot to do with that. For bilateral trade statistics, there's recently, in recent years, been a publication available from the OECD. And this itself is far from GTAP ready, but the National Bureau of Economic Policy Analysis in the Netherlands has undertaken the very considerable labour to put that into a GTAP ready format, and then again that undergoes in-house processing at the centre, with Amir Ahmed having done a lot of work on that for release 7. Okay, so these two data sources, let's look at the IMF's first. Nice level of country detail, 166 countries. The commodity detail is more than adequate for our purposes. However, the reports are incomplete, so there are lots of cells that ought to be filled but aren't. We get it on a time series basis, and in fact we take several years from it because we can't count on everybody reporting in a timely manner. There are lots of places where a zero is reported that we don't believe it truly is a zero. It is well balanced within countries, and again it's unbalanced globally in that for any given service, global exports is unlikely to be equal to global imports. Okay, on the subject of completeness, it has a hierarchical nature. So here, for instance, looking at the observations available, we see that this is on the export side, services credits. Out of a possible 166, we have reports of for total services exports ranging in the 150, so most of the potential countries reporting there. There's a breakdown of services into about 10 categories, one of which is other business services, and we see again there's fairly full reporting there. In other business services is broken down into three subcategories: trade services, leasing services, and miscellaneous business services. And here we see that the reporting is significantly less than complete. However, it's becoming more complete as time goes on. And one thing that you'll notice is that, in fact, the timeliness is fairly good. There are a few countries that have made it into 2003 that didn't get to report in 2004, but not many of them. If I show you this comparable table for GTAP 6, based on an earlier edition of balance payment statistics, you would have seen a much greater drop-off in the latest years. The other thing you'll notice is that you look at this miscellaneous category, it's rather better represented than trading or leasing. And probably what's going on here is that there are about 15 countries that are lying, and they pretend that they've broken down other business services into three categories, but really they haven't. They've just chucked everything into miscellaneous. So we've got some false zeros, we suspect, in trade and leasing services. Okay. I mentioned that they're not globally balanced, and in some areas, like transport, the balance is actually fairly good. I'm highlighting here the areas where it's have the most significant discrepancies, in particular for financial services, for instance, you'll see there's a very large discrepancy. Countries that reported to the IMF claimed to be exporting $140 billion worth of these services in 2004, but admitted to importing only $60 billion. Well, of course, there are non-reporters, but the non-reporters are mostly very little small countries, and it's not likely that they're taking in $70 billion worth of financial services. So that's a severe discrepancy. Most of the other discrepancies are much less severe, but they exist. Okay. The other data set is the CPB data set. So instead of 166 countries, just 29. But of course, 29 big countries. Much less commodity detail, but still pretty significant. Consistent both nationally and internationally as the result of extensive work done to reconcile the importers and exporters reports using the similar method as Mark Gallagher uses for merchandise trade data. Okay. So what we do with all these in-house is say we clean up the IMF estimates as best we can, filling in, for instance, some of the missing values using previous year's reports or using some countries' more detailed breakdowns, more detailed reports to break down other countries' less detailed reports. And having done that, we actually construct an IMF-based bilateral trade data set. And before GDAP 7, that was what actually went into the final database. We take the CPB estimates and balance them against the IMF's. And then for this 29 by 29 country block, we overwrite our own IMF-based bilateral trade numbers with the CPB's numbers. Okay. We construct our bilateral estimates from the IMF data in the simplest possible way, basically. We just assume that all the flows are proportional, then we zero out the diagonals, so we don't allow countries to export services to themselves, and rebalance to obtain the original totals. Okay. So that gives us a large 166 by 166 matrix. Then we look at and see what that says about how much trade there is for the exports and imports of the 29 countries in the CPB data set. And we balance the CPB so as to preserve those totals from our IMF-based data. So we don't allow the CPB estimates to change total services, exports or imports for any particular service, and we don't allow them to change flows out other than within that 29 country block. Okay, the reason why you give preference to the IMF data despite its deficiencies is basically a matter of country coverage. As I said, the CPB doesn't give us many countries. They're big countries, they're countries that we think account for about 78% of world services trade, but that includes their trade with non-reporting countries. If we look at just at reported to reported, it's only about 60% of world trade. Okay. This shows what we get by bringing the CPB data to account, and you see that it allows us to very drastically revise some of the estimates we got out of the simple prorating method. For instance, I'm looking at exports of other business services from the United States to Germany. Prorating gave us a large flow of about $7 billion, that gets cut down to about $300 million. Okay, so on the other hand, looking at exports of travel, so-called, from Mexico to the U.S., this is expenditure by U.S. residents in Mexico, we see that goes up a lot from about $1.2 to $5.8 billion. So this makes sense, saying that there's actually rather a travelers from the United States tend to be found especially heavily in nearby countries such as Mexico. And running down through this, we see that altogether the CPB data give us much less trade between Europe and the United States, more trade between the United States and its near neighbours, more between the United States and Japan, more between Japan and its near neighbours, more within Europe, and so forth. Let's have a within Europe example. Other business services exported from Austria to Germany, see, that's gone up quite substantially. And of course, this makes very good sense. Okay. So we feel we've made some significant advances. There's still work that can be done, both in improving our own internal processes, as listed in the first couple of dot points here, and also there are areas where better data contributions would be very welcome. Our modal shares currently rely only on US trade, and even for the US recognize just three partner countries, Canada, Mexico, and everybody else. Again, we travelers' expenditures, a big part of the total services trade story, almost a quarter of it, and we don't really know anything about its commodity composition, so a good data source there would be very welcome.